Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is now 8:11 here at WCCO. Welcome. You're listening to Steele Talk, and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. I have no idea why Shaletta chose that song about college, but I think it's appropriate. You didn't let me finish. She's about to lose it already. But this week, as you know, thousands of freshmen college students, their lives are going to change, along with the families' lives. They're changing, too. Many are moving away from home and to college, and the adjustment period can be difficult for both parties. So joining us tonight to talk about this monumental event, and it is even for the parents, is Linda Bachmensch, the Dean of Students at the University of St. Thomas. May I call you Linda?
You certainly can.
Welcome to WCCO, Linda. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Geraldine. I'm really happy to be here.
How do parents walk the line of caring for their children, but also give them the freedom that college offers? I call it the tethered effect. You know, all along they are kind of attached to us, but there's this invisible attachment when they're going off to college, even if it's in another state.
Yes, and we see it. We see parents walking the line in many different ways. I like to talk to parents when I'm talking with them at orientation. We talk about this time of college being a time to, if you've been a parent who's used to being in the front and being the person to advocate for your student and get involved in whatever might be happening in their life, it's time to step back a little bit and be that person who's reminding your student of the resources that are there for them, but teaching your students how to navigate and advocate for themselves. Mm-hmm. Is a big developmental piece in college for a lot of students.
And I understand that, but let's go back and look at our own years. When you first started college, this had to have been a big deal to leave home and go to college. Even if you were excited about it, did you listen to everything that was told to you? Did your parents say, you know, you need someone to advocate for you? You need to make sure you check in with your counselor. And did you do it?
I'm sure I didn't.
Exactly.
I'm sure I didn't. And I also think back, I went to college in 1987, and I think about the difference in communication back then. I mean, I was only able to call home on Sundays. It was long distance. I went to college about 2 hours from home, and it was long distance to call. So I called once a week on Sundays when it was cheapest.
Right.
And now
quietest.
Right. And now, of course, it's so different with the texting and the FaceTime and the, and I think that's another piece for parents and students to talk about is what is that level of communication that is going to feel right as your student, if they're moving away and going away, how do you figure out what that balance is? And you might adjust it along the way, right?
Yeah.
You might figure out that, oh, actually, maybe we do want to talk a little more often. But having that conversation ahead of time, I think, can be really helpful for students and parents.
You know, parents get a lot of grief for being what they used to call helicopter parents, or those parents that don't seem to let go. But I don't know about you. If I knew that there was a shooter on the campus, I'm freaking out. And
yep.
What we've heard about and we've seen in our high schools, let alone our colleges, I mean, we've seen it on way too many campuses, period. Parents are nervous, and we're so grateful that there's social media, that we can kind of tie in and keep up with those children, and we can kind of follow them along and make sure that they're safe and remind them, you know, if you see something, say something to us.
Absolutely.
But it gives us a chance. We're tethered now. Instead of them just being tethered to us, we're tethered to them because we're nervous.
So
doesn't
true.
It have a lot to do with it?
I think that's very true. It's two ways. It's both ways.
Okay, so then, go ahead.
Yeah. I have a daughter also, I will tell you. So I have my professional work, and I also am sending my oldest off to college in a week.
Oh,
so I'm going through it personally now also. And I'll be the first to say that I'm sure if I knew there was an event going on campus where she's going, I'm going to be right on there texting her right away.
Exactly. So how have you prepared her for it? Did you feel as though Does she let you know in certain ways that she is absolutely ready?
She's a very communicative young woman, and she lets me know that she is super excited, and she also has what I would consider probably an appropriate level of nervousness of just, wow, we've spent a few times now, she's asked me about getting books. I mean, she's very focused on how do I get my textbooks? I think she's got that appropriate level of there's a lot in front of me that I don't know how to do.
Well, that's the thing about college and universities. It has changed so much. I got my undergrad degree in 2011. And the books, okay. I mean, there were books that cost me $300. My daughter just finished her PhD. There were books that cost her $500.
Unbelievable. It's a new Congratulations.
Day.
To her.
Well, thank you. But still, you know, she's really in debt. So, you know, there are parents that are worried about their safety, parents that are worried or concerned about how they're going to continue to pay for these prices of the classes, room and board, as you know, that include all the books and so much more. How do we tell those children if you get in a bad way, make sure you reach out to them to let them know that we really care, to make sure that when reaching out to us, they're not going to get some bad advice or have us screaming at them? Because some children are just nervous. I can't call mom and dad. They're going to be disappointed.
It's true. I believe in it, for one, if you can have that conversation with your student of, I know you're going to make some mistakes. I don't expect you to go and do this perfectly. So know that I know you're going to have challenges, and when you run into those challenges, you need to know that I'm going to be here. And I've said that to my daughter, you know, I'm going to be here for you thick and thin, and I know it's not all going to go perfectly.
Right.
So when it doesn't go perfectly, let's talk about, I mean, it's going to be about how do I help you bounce back?
How do I help you bounce back? That's another thing. So let's just say that they're used to having us around, because you and I both know that the changes in our society over the years, over the decades, has redefined how our children grow, learn, and become adults. I'm talking from like Montessori, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally
mm-hmm.
different way than I grew up, that's for sure. And if that's the case, then the reason children are staying closer to home, what do you feel that is? I really do think it's because of the changes in our society of how they grow, learn, and become adults.
I think there's some truth to that. There are, in a more recent, demographic data that I saw, more students staying within a closer radius to home when they go away to college. I can't help but wonder, I think you're right about the relationship that's there now. I also can't help but wonder about finances and knowing that in a lot of situations, an in-state school is going to be more affordable. So I wonder about the role finances plays in that, too.
Yeah, that's a real issue, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Both
mm-hmm.
of my children have their degrees, and let me tell you, they are both in debt. It just kind of breaks my heart. So how do you prepare? When did you begin preparing for your daughter to leave in 2 weeks? Did you start 2 years ago? Did you start with a college tour?
Yeah, we did. We started sophomore year when she was a sophomore in high school. If we were on a trip somewhere, we started I recognize I think and talk college all the time. So for me, it's fun to go and visit a college and experience a new college. So I would just start suggesting if we were traveling, do you want to go check out a college here? So we started when she was a sophomore, and for her, I think it was helpful because early on, she started getting a feel of campuses that she felt were more of a fit for her.
Right. And she finally found it, right?
We sure hope so. We'll find out. But she's feeling very positive, yes.
I sure hope so.
That she has found it.
The finishing the degree is always a challenge as well, because you learn sometimes in the middle of what you've chosen to take up in college. You learn in the middle that all of a sudden that's not a really popular field anymore, and people aren't making a living wage. They're not making as much. Like my daughter with her PhD, she wants to teach at university. And, of course, adjunct professors have kind of taken over a lot of those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no tenure-track mm-hmm. jobs on a lot of those campuses. You know, it's really frustrating. They went from making a living wage to hardly making anything. They have to go to three universities just to make a living.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's really frustrating. Yes. So have you talked with your daughter about, look, if this is what you want to study at first, you're taking your generals, you can change your mind. But But once you settle in, know for sure that this is what you want to do no matter what?
You know, it's a great question. And it's another one we talk with at orientation with parents, because so many students come in thinking they're going to major in one area. And then they take a class and they're opened up to something they've never been exposed to before. Mm-hmm. And they get really excited about it. So my advice there in general to my daughter and to any college student is early on, your first year as you're taking those general education or liberal arts classes, which most students are taking more of those their first year, mm-hmm. that's a great time to also be working with career counseling and academic counseling to really learn more about yourself and who you are at a deeper level than perhaps you've had a chance to before, so that you are making a choice that is most likely going to be the one that you want to stick with through college, because it can be very expensive. I will tell you, I changed my major 5 times in college. So
wow.
I from my own undergraduate experience, I didn't get guidance. I didn't get guidance early on in college. So that's my encouragement.
Well, you just encourage me, because I've been trying to finish my master's degree, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be 90 years old by the time I finish it.
Keep going.
5 times. That's amazing. I have to ask you, though, there are a lot of the campuses, and I'm wondering if St. Thomas is one of them, have now offered certain classes for the parents to take when they're dropping their students off. A lot of times we're in the room helping them decorate. You see commercials about that sort of thing. But now they're really keeping the parents very busy and keeping the students busy when they're first being dropped off at college.
Yes. We put more of that emphasis in the summer, in our summer orientation program. Mm-hmm. But I think most colleges, from what I see, all have a much more intense parent orientation program than they used to back in the day. I don't know that my parents ever even had a program like that. That's a trend across the country now, is really helping parents feel more prepared. When it comes to that actual drop-off day, I think you'll see most colleges, St. Thomas included, the parents, you know, who are able to be with their children and help them move in, get that process done, get the student moved in, and then we're pretty much sweeping the students off to start welcome day activities, and that's the point at which they're saying goodbye to their parent or loved one.
Yeah. If there was one thing you would want to tell the parents that are listening tonight that maybe have a child that's leaving in a couple of weeks to go off to college, what would that one thing be?
I think that one thing would be to be patient with your child, as this is a big time of learning about who students are, learning who they are. They're gaining independence. It's a big journey ahead of them. It's a really exciting time, but they go at different, you know, it's not the same sequence for everybody. And to be patient with your student as they're navigating, and to figure out that balance of what's the right, as you, I think, referred to it as, what's that right, how tight should that tether be?
Right.
And to really work at some letting go, because it's going to be important for your student as they are growing into an adult.
I hope.
And I'm
prepared,
talking about traditional age students here.
Yeah. Exactly. And I really hope that everything works out. I hope that we can offer your daughter in this country a really great living wage job, and that, you know, what she's going into is her passion. I pray for that, because, you know, I used to look at my children as they were going through their college experience thinking, oh, God. I had a friend say, you know, just tell them to come home and live at home if it's, you know, really that much of a struggle. I was like, no.
Then
I'm going to need therapy.
Well, it's real, though. I mean, my daughter's first interest was to major in theater, and I can't deny that as a parent, I was like, oh, theater, you know. But and in the end, I think she's going to go in a different direction. But we talked a lot about what might a double major look like then, you know, so that you've got a balance there,
right?
Going out into the world.
Oh, so many parents say the same thing you just said. I really appreciate you joining us tonight, Linda. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And for anybody who's listening, I wish the parents and the students a great beginning to the fall semester.
And we wish you well with your daughter. Congratulations.
Thanks, Geraldine. Take care.
All right. We'll have you back as soon as possible.
Okay. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. That is the Dean of Students at the University of St. Thomas. Her name is Linda Bachman. And no can to the Congresswoman. We must stay very focused on what is happening on campuses. I know that we like to cut the tether that we've had with our children when they graduate from high school, but we really have to make sure, too, that we stay in touch because there's a lot more happening on campuses than there were 25 years ago. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.